You're with SBS Radio.
The resignation of Tasmanian Premier Peter Godwin earlier this week came as a shock. The popular leader, only elected in May last year, stating it was time to move on.
The past 2 years have delivered unforeseen challenges as we've navigated through COVID-19 and focused on rebuilding a stronger Tasmania. During this time, I've quite rightly focused on everyone else's family. I now want to spend some time focusing on my own.
His deputy, Jeremy Rockliffe, was elected unopposed at a Liberal Party room meeting this morning. Tasmania's third premier in as many years says he's honoured to have been elected.
It is my plan to lead a government with integrity. I love Tasmania. I love our people, all Tasmanians. I was born here. I was bred here. I farmed land here.
Mr. Rockliffe first came to Parliament in 2002, representing the Northwest electorate of Braddon. He became Deputy Premier in 2014 and will retain the health and mental health portfolios in his new position. Infrastructure and Transport Minister Michael Ferguson will be the state's new Deputy Premier. He was the only MP to nominate for the role. He'll also take on the role of State Treasurer, which had been held by Peter Godwin. Mr. Ferguson was expected to face off in a two-way battle with Attorney General Elise Archer for the deputy position, but Ms. Archer pulled out of the race. Mr. Ferguson has promised to steer a united party.
No matter how much progress that we make, there's always more to do. Jeremy and I are focused on the everyday needs of Tasmanians. We will keep our team working. We will keep our team united.
In the last 3 months, the Tasmanian Liberal Party has seen the resignation of two members, Education Minister Sarah Courtney and Peter Godwin. Another Parliament member, Jane Howlett, resigned from her cabinet portfolios. Labor member for Franklin and spokesman for the opposition, Dean Winter, is unimpressed.
Tasmanians voted last May for a secure government, for a stable government. And what they've been given is disarray, of chaos. We've now got a second premier within a year. We've got another cabinet reshuffle. This is not what Tasmanians wanted.
Jeremy Rockliffe inherits a struggling healthcare system. The Tasmanian Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation, Emily Shepherd, says he will have to face a workforce struggling with low morale.
Even prior to COVID-19, from a nursing and midwifery perspective, there were significant challenges around workforce and certainly a number of vacancies that were, of course, leading to difficulties in terms of overtime, double shifts and enormous fatigue within the nursing and midwifery professions.
Mr. Rockliffe's cabinet will be announced next week. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.